This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Area School District Board has approved cuts to numerous staff positions as it navigates a projected budget deficit. According to school board officials, the district is facing an expected $10.5 million deficit for next school year amid rising expenses. According to materials presented to the board last month, the district is anticipating a 30% increase in the cost of employee health insurance on top of smaller increases in employee salaries and utility costs. Those rising costs led to the $10.5 million gap between expenses and the amount of state aid the district will receive. In a unanimous vote this week, the school board decided to fully eliminate or partially cut hours for 17 staff positions. Special education, instructional coaching, and art positions were among those to be eliminated entirely, while band, physical education, and other staff positions saw significant hours cut. A number of community members spoke against the cuts prior to Monday's vote, with one school board member pointing the blame at the state legislature for not providing public school districts with the resources they need. The Eau Claire Community Foundation has awarded grant funding through the Physicians Community Impact Fund to support low-income dental services. According to a press release, $15,000 was awarded to the Chippewa Valley Technical College Dental Clinic's Summer Clinic. That funding will allow the clinic to operate 3 days a week instead of two, giving low-income families more opportunities to access preventative dental care for their kids. More information on the Physicians Community Impact Fund is available on the Eau Claire Community Foundation website. The University of Wisconsin-Stout and Menominee Police Departments are investigating an accidental death that occurred on campus over the weekend. Law enforcement authorities say they responded to the incident near Bowman Hall on the UW-Stout campus at around 9 a.m. on Sunday. The deceased individual was identified as a former student, and they say they do not believe the death is suspicious in nature at this time. The Dunn County Medical Examiner's Office sent a toxicology sample to the state lab for analysis to determine the exact cause of death. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin Republicans may hold a special meeting next week as pressure grows on party chair Brian Schimming. Documents obtained by Wiz Politics show members of the state GOP's governing committee want to discuss possible action tied to employment issues and board management. If approved, the meeting would come just days before the party's state convention in Wisconsin Dells. Schimming says Republicans are focused on beating Democrats in November. The Green Bay Packers are investing in the growth of girls' flag football across Wisconsin, awarding $100,000 to 20 high schools. Each school received funding and equipment to help launch or expand programs. Schools from Milwaukee, Racine, Madison, and other communities are part of the effort. Applications are now open for another round of grants for the next school year. The man accused of leading a massive protest at Ridgeland Farms in March is heading to trial. Wayne Sheung was in court recently on charges of burglary. Dozens of supporters were at the hearing and the jail to cheer the 44-year-old's release from jail. Sheung is accused of organizing the storming of the Blue Mounds facility in March, where hundreds of activists tried to free the Ridgeland Farms beagles. And Governor Tony Evers is celebrating National Tourism and Travel Week in Wisconsin. Evers and Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers were at Olbrich Botanical Gardens in Madison on Monday to show off the state's tourism industry and how it impacts Wisconsin's economy. The governor's office noted growth in the tourism industry with a record of more than 114 million visitors coming to Wisconsin in 2024. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Packers' new assistant head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Last year, DeMarcus Covington joined the Packers as their defensive line coach. This year, Matt LaFleur has added assistant head coach to his title. Covington says he wants the rookies to attack the off-season program like taking a class in karate.
I talked to him about like a white belt mindset. And really, what does that mean? You know, every year it's a start over mentality. You have that humble mentality, not a know-it-all, a learn-it-all. And I think if we approach that with a black belt skill set, but with a white belt mentality, I think we're going to be all right. And that's kind of how I look at it for me, no matter what job I'm approaching.
Baseball, the Brewers losing bullpen pitcher Angel Zerpa. The lefty will have Tommy John surgery next Monday, ending his season. Brandon Woodruff is seeing a specialist in Texas for his shoulder. The crew wrapping up their series in St. Louis before heading home to host the New York Yankees Friday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Chippewa Valley
Weather. Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, could get a little frosty with a low dropping to around 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little warmer with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.